Warning: the following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
That's right. Thank you, Duke. Yes, you are listening to another episode of the Chili Dippers Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Clark, and as always, sitting across me is a man who actually doesn't like chicken skin, David Ralston.
That's true. I take the skin off chicken.
It's the it is the weirdest thing in the world. That's one of the best tastes on the planet, and you actually pull it. You eat the whites and leave the actual chicken skin, and I'm talking like a roast chicken skin, the beautiful crispy roast chicken skin.
Yeah, look, just how it is. Sorry about that. I take the skin off chicken. We're just going to have to live with it.
We are. So anyway, we're doing something a little bit different today. We're not doing an actual course review because we're still...
Holidays.
We're at holidays, and we're back in the Chili Dipper studio. Again, we've been playing a lot of Black Ball, which we've just reviewed. But this time we're sort of going to talk a little bit about some of the people we've been playing with, the matches we've had.
We've been lucky enough that a few people we know have been on holidays. We've been playing a few teams events, which is always good for a bit of a change.
Yeah, so take us through the first sort of little matchup we had.
We were lucky enough that my boss, Trusky, came over from New Zealand, and he had a mate of his from Melbourne called Jess, and they come down. They holiday up at Tokemall, and they popped down on the day after Boxing Day and for a hit, and that was great. We thought, well, you know, just because we didn't know Jess that well and all that, they played against us too in a teams event. We just played... straight up stroke. Jess was off about 13 and Trasky's off about 18. So we thought, no handicaps, no nothing. We'll just take him on. And that was a great day. Jess was a ripping fella and hit a good ball though,
he
didn't
did, he? Yeah, he was real handy. Yeah, no, I was real happy.
I liked his swing. Good full swing, wasn't it?
Powerful swing, yeah.
But that ended up, we were steady all day. We were blessed again with the weather, as always. Good steady comp all day. I don't think there was ever more than one shot in it, was there?
No, it was pretty even most of the day, up and down, sort of one shot here, there. Look, and we won't bore you with every hole and every all the scores. We're just sort of, just briefing over this. And look, it got pretty close in the end. How did it finish, Rolls?
We got him by a shot.
That's what we were getting to.
Undefeated run continued. I think I picked my partner as well. So that was good. But then we ended up, because we played nice and early, we got up to Yarra for lunch up the main street there. It was going off.
Yeah, went down to the Criterion. I sat out on the deck there.
You must see a fair bit of that. I don't see Yarra during the holidays much.
Yeah, no, it was pumping. This time of year in Yarrawonga is always pumping. Like, there's always people around, always something to do, which is one of the reasons I actually like Yarrawonga. So now we went down there, had a nice little lunch, caught up with those guys.
That was great, yeah, so we enjoyed that. And then we got to play against your brother and your cousin.
The next morning. We got up super early.
Yes,
we got up really early. We had the alarm set for 5:30 a.m. We were a bit...
not my go.
Yes, we were a little bit... We couldn't get on... They would just chuck us all day. Yeah, that's only... We could only get off at 6:24 a.m. was the only time we could get off. So we got up nice and early.
That was good.
Once we got in the cart from my place, drove across, once we woke up and we're into it, it was absolutely perfect.
Once you're awake, it's really nice to be on the course out early.
Yeah, I'm not much of a get up in the early in the morning person either, like Rolls just said, once you're up and you're awake, you've had your shower and you're teeing off, it is just, it's the best time of the day to actually play golf.
So you and your brother, who are members and got proper handicaps, played in the comp, but also... It was Ace and Paul against me and you. And it was Stableford, so the handicaps were in play and all that sort of stuff. And Paulie, who we mentioned earlier in another pod, hadn't played a heap of golf, but geez, over the last 3 or 4 days, he'd been having lessons, practicing, really getting his game in order, and he was pumped.
Put in lots of hours.
He was one of the more excited boys I've seen get on the first tee.
What was his nickname? What did he introduce himself? Remember, we're playing the Black Bull here. What did he introduce himself as?
He works up on the first tee and says, "The Matador has entered the bull ring."
With a big clap, he's ready to go, ready to slay the Black Bull.
And he played really well. He did. How good was he off the tee?
Yeah, for someone who's only just taken the game up, he didn't have any of those like tops or misses or shanks.
Yeah,
he was just
hit it sweet all day.
Yeah, like
his putting was a bit scratchy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But he hit him really well. Like, we all sort of did. Like Roel said, we played in the comp. I had one of my better days. I finally got off the tee for most of the day.
You killed it. That was the first 14 or 15 holes was probably the best I've seen you, or most consistent without the big misses I've seen you play. You're really good.
Yeah, that's right. Finally got that short backswing in the drives starting to work a little bit and pay dividends. So I've had 40 points with... I had 22 points on the front nine with two lost balls.
I think you had 34 points with four or five to go. You could have should have got 45 points, really.
Look, and I come second in the comp. Someone pipped me with 43, but that's fair enough.
But more importantly,
yes,
you and me pipped Ace and Paulie. And again, that was one and two. We got one or two up. I think they got them back. They might have got to one up, but we were one up with two to go.
Yep.
17, we fanned them all over. Oh, your brother fanned it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Which helped. We halved it in the end, and they could only halve it. They could win the last hole and halve it.
So we were one up with one to go.
But we ended up winning by two because we won the last hole in the end as well. But that was a great day too. Just a bit of fun and competition and all that sort of stuff. Even like the day before when I was hanging sit on Jess for taking iron off the tee, then he's back at me, then he's hitting iron past my driver anyway and all that sort of stuff. And Paulie pumping himself up and calling himself the Matador. And just the team takes a bit of the pressure off. Yeah. I really enjoy it. As I said, I like the company and all that. And even your brother, who can be a little surly at times, he enjoyed himself today.
He loosened up.
I tell you, I must have been playing okay because I even got a compliment out of him.
Yeah, you did get a compliment. That's pretty hard to do on the golf course.
So if you must be hitting them all right for Ace to say you're going okay. So no, that was good. I really enjoyed those last couple of days.
Yeah, look, and that's what the holiday's all about. We've got friends around us and we're hanging out with them and we love golf and so what better way to spend the time?
I'd never met Paulie before. He's a ripper.
He's really good, really good.
He's got his twin brother covered. No, Anthony's a ripper too.
It's great. Yeah. But it was really good. We all had a ball, and it helps when you're all sort of playing fairly decent golf as well.
We're all pretty. Yeah, Trasky for a bloke who doesn't play much, smashed him around the park too. That was good.
He's got that good sportsman sort of eye-hand coordination.
So that's been our holiday. Now, to continue our holiday, we're down to Seaford and Torquay over the next few days.
Yes.
So we've got one side of the peninsula, we'll get Seaford. And what are the other ones we're playing down there?
We're going to play Settlers Run.
Good name, yep.
Yep, and the other one is Waterford Valley.
All right, and they're top 100 courses?
They're both in the top 100,
yep. So we'll review them properly. We'll do a pod on them.
Yep, so look out for those. They'll be proper pods.
Across the road. We need a ferry to get across the road. What do we make that, a boat?
It was a ferry.
across
the peninsula from...
I'm looking forward to... Curl Lewis.
Yes. So
what's it now? Those are they segways? What do they do there?
No. So we will catch a ferry across from Sorrento across to Queenscliff on our way down to Torquay, and then the next day we'll go and play Curl Lewis. They've actually got the skate caddies.
Skate caddies.
Yeah. So rather than a golf cart, they'll be like a skateboard type thing that you stand up on and you steer like one person.
But motorized.
Yep. Clubs on the back. They're actually fairly popular. This is the only golf course that I've known that's actually got them that you can hire.
Can't be that popular then if there's only one.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see.
No, well, that'll be good.
The thing is, a lot of people are saying that they're no good for golf, and other people are saying that they really speed the course up and they don't. I think it's more the dickhead
I'm looking
factor.
I'm looking forward to that. That'll be good. That should be real interesting. And Torquay, as always, this time of year will be going
beautiful.
Off. Excellent.
All right, so moving on with the show. Now, Dave, you've been a little bit upset about something. You sort of come in a little bit fired up. Now, some people have had some things to say about your speaking skills.
Speech patterns. Look, and the problem is that they've been right. My highs and lows, my inflections are too much. They're saying when you get a bit excited, it goes up too much and all that sort of stuff. So I've been to my voice coach, Betty Cuthbert.
Betty, any relation?
Well, no, she's not related to Betty Cuthbert, as you may think. But she's a great voice coach. She used to coach David Beckham and Bobcat Goldthwait and Gilbert Gottfried, some of the great public speakers of our time.
And now you.
And now me. Now what she's got me doing is, she wants me to do a dramatic reading, so I can convey drama and emotion in my voice, but without overly changing the tone in my voice. So not screaming or not whispering or whatever. So it's a reasonably flat read, but conveying emotion. So she's given me a quote from a movie.
Right.
And so I want, as you, a great movie watcher, direct me and tell me if I've read this in an emotive way where I've got the feeling of the the quota cross.
Okay, just for the record, I have no idea what's about to happen here.
Yeah, no, good, good. Right, and see if you can tell. I don't even know if you'll know the movie or which actor. Now, I'm not doing an impersonation of the actor. I'm doing an homage to the actor.
Okay, right.
All right. So, all right, I will go and let's just
see what happens. Can't wait.
The question is, do I have a God complex? Which makes me wonder if this lawyer has any idea what kind of grades one has to receive in college to be accepted into a top medical school. Or does he have the vaguest clue about how talented someone to be, how someone must be to lead your surgical team? I have an MD from Harvard. I'm BIRD certified in thoracic cardiosurgery and trauma surgery. I've been awarded citations from 7 different medical boards in New England, and I'm never, ever sick at sea. So I ask you, when someone goes into that chapel and they fall on their knees and they pray to God that their wife doesn't miscarry, or their daughter doesn't bleed to death, or their mother doesn't suffer acute normal trauma, post-operative shock, who do you think they're praying to? Now you go ahead and read your Bible, Dennis, and you go to your church, and with any luck, you might even win the annual raffle. But if you're looking for God, he was in operating room number 2 on November 17, and he doesn't like being second-guessed. You ask me if I have a God complex, let me tell you something. I am God.
That was part of her instructions already with an American accent.
Did I have another?
Yeah. It's a very bad one.
It wasn't meant to be an accent.
And a croaky, like...
Well, it was an homage to a great actor with a great
now,
voice.
I do know what that is.
Firstly, did it work?
No. I actually don't mind your high pitches. I don't care what anyone says. The ups and downs, they're not a flaw in my eyes. I actually don't mind it. But
so who was that?
I can picture the actor saying it, but I can't remember the movie. Yeah,
what if I told you the movie was called Malice?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin in Malice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, great scene. So
by me just then. Or in the movie?
Definitely in the movie.
Oh, right.
it was a little longer than I thought it was going to be, to be honest.
It went a bit long, and I obviously missed a line or two, which didn't help.
No, but look, you tried hard, I suppose. It actually needed more ups and downs.
It needed more ups and downs.
Oh, all right
then, no worries.
So that's all you got for that?
Yeah, well, that was me dramatic reading, and I just wanted...
Maddie Creedy.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, let's move on. Where can we go from here? What have we got? I don't know. Can we top that?
Nah, well, we better go back to the old favourite. Let's go on to some viewer questions.
Welcome to Question Time.
Rightio. So this question has been sent in from Adrian from Fiji. This question actually touches pretty close to my heart. He wants to know, Adrian wants to know.
Who he or she?
He, I suppose. It just says Adrian.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah.
No, one photo, of those names, no,
it can be both.
Yep. He or she wants to know who would win a fight out of Ivan Drago and Clubber Lang. Now, just so people know that Ivan Drago is a character in the Rocky movies.
Rocky 4.
And Clubber Lang was in Rocky 3.
People who don't know, surely they know.
People who listen to the Chili Dippers know the Rocky franchise and who those guys are.
Before we get into this, Clarky is as big a Rocky fan as there is.
Yes,
and
will
have very strong opinions on this, no doubt. I've some views for sure, and I hope. I hope they line up with Clarkie's, or we'll be upset.
So,
who do you? So, you go first.
We're going straight to who we think wins.
Who wins that fight?
Ivan Drago.
Clubber Lang all day.
Clubber Lang.
Yep.
Clubber Lang beats Ivan Drago.
Yep. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, I do.
Ivan Drago's had one professional fight in his life and lost. Who's he ever fought? He got beat at home. Biggest home ground advantage of all time, one fight and got beat, and only just like and got beat by an old man Rocky who was cooked, Club Elaine.
Whoa, hang on. Old man, Rocky in Rocky IV was prime. That's as good as Rocky's been in Rocky IV.
He finished fighting, never fought again. He was done.
He fought Tommy Lee on the Tommy Gunn in the streets. Tommy Lee.
End of his career. He wasn't at his best by then. But Club Elaine, if you at let's say the fight was Drago and Lang to fight Rocky. No one was beating Club Elaine to get to that Rocky fight. Again, proper boxing career, beat many people and beat Rocky easy. Drago didn't. Look, why do you say Drago?
Just sheer physical. Like he just the height. I know. Rocky's a little much littler, but the title of the movie is called Rocky. So there's a fair chance Rocky's going to beat him.
Yep. Well, he lost the first one that was called Rocky.
Yeah. Yep. Just the sheer size and the hitting power of the big Russian, and he's doped up. That helps. He's doped up to the eyeballs.
He's a drug cheat too. Yeah. So if he wins, they take it off him.
But no one finds out.
Everything that the advantage he has over Rocky, he has less an advantage of them over Club Elaine.
Club Elaine's not that much bigger than Rocky.
But a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't think the main reason
he weighed in at 224 pounds. Rocky only weighed in at 202.
The main reason is Club Elaine comes straight ahead. He's just a brawler. He comes straight ahead and even let Rocky punch him in the head. Like he didn't even know. I don't think he ducked once in the two fights.
Yeah, none of them.
Where
he
done that in front of Ivan Drago with most boxers, as they say in Rocky IV, the average pounds per square inch of a boxer's punch is 700, and Ivan Drago hits at 1850. I think if Club Elaine stood in front of Ivan Drago and just took those punches to the head, I just don't think he'd last a round.
What's the result of hitting that hard?
Look, if you're hitting at 1850 pounds per square inch, I think whatever he hits, he destroys. good leading. I'll do that well. He destroys.
Yeah, I just reckon, as I said, one professional fight and lost.
Oh, yeah, look, I get that. Look,
amateur. His whole career was amateur boxing. Huge home ground advantage. What if the fight's in Philadelphia? I reckon. Oh, I got Club Elaine easy.
Yeah, look, we just have to agree to disagree. I just reckon.
All right, so what about Apollo Creed at his best? So Apollo, 2 or 3 years before he fought Rocky, how's he go against Ivan Drago?
Well, before...
Because Apollo Creed's a better fighter than Rocky.
Yeah.
So Apollo beats Drago.
Because he's a better fighter than Rocky. I'll give Apollo more of a chance than Club Elaine. Because Apollo would whoop Club Elaine. Before Apollo met Rocky, he was undefeated.
Yeah.
He was 49-0 before he met Rocky. Yep. So he was probably going to pound for pound the greatest fighter of all time.
And cruising, yeah. So Apollo beats them all. We agree on that.
Yeah, I do think Apollo is.
But we disagree on Club Elaine Ivan.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Well, fair enough. Well, as usual, I hope we've answered your question there.
Right, and I think you've got another question there, do you, Rolls?
I do. Why we're in the ambiguity section, not quite knowing what's what, I've got a moral dilemma question. Gary Handelman from Canberra has sent in.
Shout out to you, Gary.
He sent in, now it's sort of in two phases. The moral dilemma, say you're playing golf and you hit someone in the crowd or hit another golfer, how should you feel about it? So you're on a golf course, you've hit your ball, and it smashes into another golfer. Now, are you morally obliged to feel sad? Is it just bad luck we're on the golf course? You've done all you can? Or look, more if you're a pro when you're hitting crowds.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you hit another golfer.
Yeah, no, you're hitting the crowd. So you're hitting crowds. You've hit an old lady in the crowd, you've hit a young bloke. Does it matter if you hit an old lady or a young bloke? Does that make a difference to how you feel about it?
Yeah, look, I think it does. I think you feel worse if you hit someone old, because I just think the repercussions could be worse.
Yeah.
And look, you can't help it. I'd imagine you couldn't help but feel bad. You can't do much about it. When you buy the ticket, you're going to the golf. I'm assuming you know what you're getting yourself into. You haven't just strolled onto the golf course and warm up, or sit in your backyard and someone's hitting golf balls from their backyard.
What about, you play a bit of basketball, right? So say you're running down the court, you throw a behind the back pass wild and it flings into a lady in the first row.
Yeah, I'd feel bad.
You feel bad?
Yeah, of course I do.
All right. Yeah, that's your very...
Well,
all right. So say you're on a boat. You've been on a boat all day.
the scenario. Yep.
Yep. And you're playing around.
You're trying to make it till I don't feel bad.
No. Well, I'm just trying to get the levels here.
Right.
So you've been playing around on the boat all day with a friend. You've been pushing people off, and then they get back in. Then you jump on them, do a bomb, and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And then so it's near the end of the day, and someone said, "Look, I've had all my swimming. I'm done. Just let me go." And you give them one more push in. Ha ha ha. And then they get bit by a shark. Now.
Jeez, we've got away. Yeah, got a bit away from the original. Is this part of Gary's question?
Gary's got boat push off shark kill.
Right, okay. Kill.
Well, I doubled it. Oh, well, that was where we're going. So, how do you feel?
Don't know where this is going. Where are we up to? They just got bitten. How bad's the bite? How bad's the bite?
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
So, a big shark.
Big shark bit their leg really bad.
Gone?
Well, maybe. We're not sure. We're not sure if I can fix them up in studio surgery room 12 because I am God.
So I've pushed him off the boat.
You pushed him off. You've been pushing each other off all day, but he did say, "Oh, look, it's getting close to the end of the day. I'm probably not going for any more swims."
That matters. But yeah, I feel pretty bad because I feel, what are you surprised about that? What's going on? I don't know where you're trying to lead me here. I feel bad. Yeah, I feel horrible. Someone I know I've been playing with all day has lost a leg. I feel pretty bad.
Oh, so you feel worse.
Okay.
You feel worse if you've pushed them than if they jumped in themselves and got bit by a shark.
I feel worse, yeah. I still feel bad if anyone I know gets bit by a shark. But yeah, I feel way worse if I push them in onto a shark. Where are we? Are we out in the middle of nowhere? Like,
no, we're somewhere nice.
We were. You have lost. We were.
I can't do this anymore. Because I didn't feel anything.
What if it was me? What if it was me that got bitten? You pushed me in.
Nah, oh, look, I don't want you to get eaten by a shark. But
God, you're a good bloke.
I'm not. Gary, what are you doing, Gary?
So hang on. No, we're not ending that here.
What if you bowl a bouncer at cricket and hit him in the head?
My opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not as bad. No, I don't feel bad.
That's okay, all right.
How bad is it?
Pretty bad. What if you hit the roof of someone's house?
With a golf ball.
Yeah, with a golf ball.
Nah.
They built on the course. That's just.
We've discussed this. I don't feel bad.
Yeah,
nah.
Good. All right, good. That's what I wanted.
You wanted me to feel.
Finally not feeling bad about something.
Yeah, no. Well, I did until I did. Yeah. When I hit the.
Yeah. Yeah, so what if he's as smart ass as the sharks behind him?
Yeah, well, the bloke from whoever lives on hole 617 that I roof I hit a few weeks ago, if I push him in the water and gets eaten by a shark.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, yep.
Have we answered that question?
No.
I mean, can we end it?
I think Gary can be banned from writing in from now. I'm not sure that went how I thought it would go.
I got tears running down me. We apologise to Gary and all of our listeners because...
Especially if they're boat goers, we're sorry.
And that got a little bit out of control. I think we need to move on to something a little bit more serious. Hang on, I'm actually going to pause this and so we can have a break. Oh, all right. Now, we apologise for that. We've had a bit of a break. We've calmed down. We got a little bit loose there.
That didn't go how we planned. We've got just a nice... settled, reasonable, straight up, what's better? What's better? Steamed or fried? Kylie or Danny? Chicken or beef? All right, so this is where the decision's been made. I ask Clarkie what's better. He says if he gets it right, and I give him a score at the end. You up for that?
I'm up for that.
All right, concentrate.
As long as there's no sharks.
No, well, this is, again, we like to stick close to home with topics we know a little bit about. This is our food. What's better?
Oh, yep. Let's go.
So straight up, chicken or beef?
Chicken.
Good, you got that right. Beef, maybe if you're going for one off, but overall chicken. So nut, well done.
In a sandwich, I'll take beef, but anyway, keep going. No.
Pepsi or Coke?
I think I'm going to go Coke.
You're right. I used to think Pepsi, but Coke is better.
I think you burp more with Pepsi.
Yeah, and Pepsi Max is better than Diet Coke.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Vanilla Coke and Heavy Coke's better than Vanilla Pepsi and Heavy Pepsi. So Coke wins.
Yeah, agreed.
Coffee or tea?
I'm not a coffee drinker. I prefer tea.
Oh, you like your little bloody iced teas, don't you?
Milk. Oh, well, hot Milo's, hot chocolates, that sort of stuff. I'm more of that, but if I'm going to have a hot drink.
Coffee's for wankers?
Yeah, good.
Tea, you win. You're killing it. All right. Pizza or kebab?
Pizza.
Yeah, easy. I was actually trying to come up with something better than kebab to compare with pizza for the world, but because pizza's going to beat most of them.
Yeah, yep.
All right. Milkshake?
Oh.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Oh, I'm going to get this wrong. I've got a feeling I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going chocolate. I'm chocolate all day.
Yeah, look, yeah, that's the problem. You know what I'll think is right. You've got that one wrong. It's vanilla.
So from now, can I answer what I think you...
You're going to answer what you think is right.
And you're just going to tell me if what I think's right is wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
That's it. All right. This is a three-way.
Keep going.
Breakfast, lunch or dinner?
Are we talking going out for or having at home?
Going out for.
Breakfast. Yep. Definitely
very
breakfast.
Very good. The most underrated go out for, too. People don't realise that one, do they?
No.
All right, another three-way. Apple, orange or banana?
The actual thing itself?
Yeah, fruit, not flavours. Yeah.
Banana for me, which I think I'll be wrong with.
Apple wins that.
Yeah, fair enough. I can cop apple.
Yep.
What was the other one?
Orange.
Yeah, no,
because you can't compare apples and oranges. Is what I believe.
I don't like any. If I got to peel it, I know you got to peel it like a banana, but it's messy to peel an orange, and it's just a messy fruit.
Yeah, they're no good.
If you peel it like a mandarin, someone says you want a mandarin, I'm like, nah, don't want it. But if you peel it for me, I'll eat the shit out of it.
The only way you need to eat an orange is when it's already in a plastic bottle and juice form.
Yep. Okay, pulp or non-pulp?
None.
Really? I love me pulp. Anyway, keep going. Extra
That's
pulp.
Not unusual that we're differing that. There. Cadbury or Nestle? Nestle,
I think.
Now, I haven't got a list of Cadbury's. Mars bar is Cadbury. No, it's not. It's Nestle's. I don't know.
Nestle?
Cadbury or Nestle's? Just quality of chocolate.
Nestle. Don't say Nestle's again.
Ever. All right, all right.
Even if it is that. Yeah. I don't even know. I'm going to go Nestle.
Nah, Cadbury by miles. Cadbury, just don't get it wrong. Jewel, yeah.
That's it. Just don't get it wrong.
No, Cadbury, don't get it wrong. I wasn't telling you not to get it wrong.
No, that's all.
Now, this is the food, not the hip-hop group. Salt or pepper?
Salt.
No, pepper.
Does chicken salt fall into that category?
Good point. I'm going to say chicken salt is pepper.
What?
Yep. Chicken. Yep, that's the rule.
It wouldn't be called chicken pepper?
No, it wouldn't make any sense.
I'm not even going to. I'm not. Because of what happened earlier, I'm not even going to ask.
Don't go into it.
Well, I'm going to change it to pepper then.
Yeah, well done. Right.
Beautiful.
What? Now, this is a true or false or a yes or no, but it's still sort of.
Yeah, just go.
Pineapple on pizza.
100% yes.
I'm a recent convert. I was no a lot of the time.
Yep.
Well, all of the time until I changed to yes. it is yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm there.
Yep. No, you got that right. Now, a lot of people say no, they're wrong. Pineapple on peach is okay. Here's more of a, it's not a what's better, it's a, just a true or false style thing too. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Now, this seems to be a popular question. This question's doing the rounds.
Really?
This question's doing the Is it a sandwich rounds?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I don't know how it's doing. No, it's not.
I agree. You're right, it's not. But no, a lot of people are arguing anything between two bits of bread, but it's not two bits of bread. It's one bit of bread that's still split.
If you put two bits of sliced bread with a hot dog in, then it's I'd happily call it a sandwich.
No, you're right. Right. And the last one, and now this is important too, and you'll get this right. Twisties, cheese or chicken?
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, this is not going to be... Oh, cheese or chicken. It's a bit like... Is steamed or fried Dean Sims on this list?
No, it's not.
Okay. It's a bit like that, like...
Fried win that.
Oh, so I'll go steamed. But it's whatever I'm eating at the time is what I like. I'm going to...
Really?
I have to say one...
Well, I've got a pack of chicken ones up in the cupboard if you want to eat them and get it right.
Oh, I'm going to go cheese.
No,
sorry.
Chicken.
Cheese for me.
Chicken all... We're going to get chicken... Also...
It's 49.51.
Oh, no, 80.20 for me.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Yep. So, out of 12, you got three wrong. Nine out of 12.
Three wrong.
Wrong.
What nine out of 12. Three wrong.
9 out of 12. I'll give you a pass for that.
I'll take that.
Very good. So, that's what's better.
Yes, that's actually starting to quickly become my favourite segment. I really enjoy that.
Oh, that's good. Good.
All right. I reckon we've probably gone long enough, so I reckon we'll wrap this up here.
I think we went a little long there, but no, that's good. Good. We got through.
Okay. So as usual, keep sending those questions in, thechillidippers@gmail.com. Hit us up on Instagram. Rolls, any final last words before we go?
No, mate. No. Thanks for listening to everyone, and let's go get them chicken twisties. Trash, take another good hit, try to make it last.